are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 We are back like Tom Brady, baby.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, guys? We are back doing it again. How you doing over there, Trey?
Doing good, man. Excited to be here, ready to get this draft popping.
Absolutely, absolutely. People are already showing up. Sonny D, hey, what's up? What's happening, buddy? We got Commissioner Cooper from TSS Fantasy. Let's go, baby. Guys, we got a special guest today. If you've watched our channel before, you have seen him in the comments. My dude over at Bayou Bengal 25. Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you guys for having me on, man. I'm excited to get this thing popping, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're ready to do it. We're trying to fill up this mock draft. I think we still got a spot left. Let's go over and see what's going on.
I think we got
on.
It filled.
Do we got it filled?
Yeah, I think we're good to buddy. Go.
Let's do it. And real quick, before we go, hello, son. Hey, Ma. How are you, Ma? Love you.
make sure you randomize it and everything.
Yeah, I got this. All right, guys. Hold steady. I'm going to get us going.
Give me something good.
So we're going to have some tips and tricks to help you out, Trey. Isn't that right?
That's right. And this is standard scoring, which isn't everybody's favorite, but people play it. And so we're going to help you out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And Bayou over there says that he has got some fire tips for us. So I'm excited to hear what he's got going on. But let me randomize and run it. Oh, Trey at the one, baby.
Not the one.
Let's go.
All right. Well, you know what it is. The one spot in the standard scoring you got to go with. JT, baby, all day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. TJ Clue says, let's get it, baby. Yes, sir.
I hate the one spot, dog. We're going to have to see how this goes.
My mom says, I love you, too. Hey, guys, my mom loves me, just so you all know.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely. And we got Jalapeno Cody's on the board, Coyotes on the board. Where am I at? 1, 2, 3, 4. Fifth spot. It
says sixth on my board.
Sixth spot.
All right. And Bayou, you got the 4. That's a good spot, man.
All right. Yeah. So let's start it off. Tips and tricks. First round. What do you got, Trey?
Well, here's the deal. This is standard scoring. So it's running back heavy, you know what I mean? Where your PPR is going to be a little bit more of a mix up with your Justin Jeffersons and your Cooper Cups. Those guys probably will go a lot further in a standard scoring league where these running, well, I say that and the Cooper Cup goes off the board, but that's one of those guys that it's like, you know, it's hard to pass up on that dude if he's your man. So, but yeah, it's a lot of running back heavy because, you know, you don't get that extra point for the reception. So it's all about touchdowns in this league, baby.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm with you. And Bayou took Derrick Henry off the board, took my dude. How could you, man?
With a value at the 4.
No doubt, no doubt. So I am there. And at the 6, Sonny D says the 6th spot is underrated. And I agree. I like being right there. I mean, it put me right where I wanted to be, completely honest with you. But go ahead, Trey.
I prefer the 4-5 more than anything. I do like the 6, but like right there in the basically 3 to 6, I think are all really solid spots. I just think 1 has too much pressure. And I like the 12 too. Don't get me wrong. I like the turn, you know, but it's like you don't want that. But if you get that, I'd rather have the turn than like the 9 or something.
So we heard Trey's tip for the first round. Bayou, what do you got for us?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest tip that I would probably go around is don't be a slave to the rankings, right? All these rankings that you see out there, whether it be on ESPN or NFL.com or all these guys that are putting out these rankings, it's good to have a baseline for wherever you get your rankings from, but you've got to put your own flavor into it, because if everybody's going off the rankings that they find online, then everybody's going to have the same draft. You're never going to be able to get your guys that you enjoy to watch if you're going off somebody else's rankings. So the biggest tip that I can give to somebody always is don't be a slave to those rankings, because if you lock yourself in, you're never going to have a team that you're super happy with. So
I love that. I love that. That is well put, my friend. Well put. If I had to say something for the first round, I think if you're drafting towards the end and you're seeing running backs fly off, I think, you know, you see a good wide receiver sitting there, I think, you know, that's a good opportunity to grab, you know, one of those top guys, grab you a Devontae, one of those guys at the top, Cooper Kupp, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Yeah, definitely be versatile in your draft. That's one of the biggest things you can do. You know, don't go in, you know, with a list of the exact guys you want on your team, because you're not getting all of them.
Never works out.
You can have an idea of who you're looking at, but don't get tilted, you know, on the fly. You know, have a couple different guys that you might want in that area. Because if you're just dead set on these people, as soon as they come off the board, you're going to panic and you're not going to know what to do.
Absolutely.
Yep. I agree 100%. At the turn, Nick Chubb goes, then Aaron Jones. Kamara's rising and rising, guys. I think people are starting to understand he's going to be there. He's going to be the same Kamara that we know and love.
Yes, sir.
I think it came out that Kamara's actually not – he shouldn't face any suspension this year. So that's probably why a lot of his ADP's rising too.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Sir Bong's a lot. Giving us some love. Yes, sir. Shout out to the boys.
Hey,
if I had the music, you know, I would hit it for you, buddy, but I don't.
So Nick Chubb and Aaron Jones at the turn. See, that's one of the reasons why I love that 12 spot, dude, is because you can get two like hardcore, you know, meathead running backs. You know what I'm saying?
Just
and like
whack, whack.
Really set your team up. Mm-hmm. That's one thing I don't like about the one spot is like most of the time you get Jonathan Taylor, but the next running back to hit you is like, it's a little rough sometimes. It depends on how the board goes, but sometimes it can get rough right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. I've seen a lot of wide receivers go more than usual. Saquon goes and DeAndre Swift. I wanted me some DeAndre Swift. I was watching Hard Knocks, man, and I think he is going to be really great this year. They do make everybody look great on Hard Knocks, so
that's true.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't let that Hard Knocks get to you, because
it might have got to me, bro. Maybe a little bit. Is that tip number two? Don't let Hard Knocks get to you.
I swear, bro. Because
it should be.
Last year, you know, we're known on this pod for hating the Cowboys, but last year I was like, I don't know why. I was watching a little bit. I was like, you know what? The Cowboys aren't the worst team. They're good at filming that show, man. They do.
Uh-huh, exactly. And TJ Clue says, thoughts on Chubb? I think he will be the offense for Cleveland for at least 11 weeks. What do you think, Bangle?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's to the point to where this is my opinion. I think that because Hunt came out and said, hey, I want to trade, I think it may be Chubb season for a lot. I think they're going to give him bulk. I don't think it's going to be all Chubb, obviously. Hunt does have a definite role in here. But I think Chubb, I think he could be a solid player for at least for the first 11 weeks. I mean, who are they going to have at quarterback right now? It's not going to be anybody to the point where you're like, hey, you might want to go to the passing game here. No, they're going to run the ball early and often for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trey, what do you think?
Yeah, man, I think that Chubb is definitely going to be a super solid, as he always is. You know, in standard, one thing I do know is that Hunt takes a lot of touchdowns. But like he was saying, you know, with that trade and everything, I don't know how much they're going to use him. I mean, he's a great running back, so they might as well. But it's kind of got to see how that's going to play out. And I think especially in the beginning of the year, Chubb's going to be a hardcore dude. And with Brissett, you know what I mean, you know, checking down and all these things, you know, it's going to be – I think it's going to be a lot of that for Chubb, and I think people are going to be surprised at what he puts up, because I feel like he's being slept. I mean, he's still going in the first round, but I still think, you know, last year, I think, what was he, like a top five? Definitely, but I think maybe even top three. Like,
yeah, he was up there. Dude,
yeah, and he went to the 12, so, I mean, it's value with Chubb.
And Commissioner Cooper says the 12th spot is the easiest way to draft, bar none. Trey likes the 12th spot.
No, I do.
And –
Oh,
Cooper also says, did you know that there are no Bengals in the Bayou? I was not aware. Yeah, exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guys, I'm going to take this opportunity to ask you kindly to please hit that like button for us, subscribe to the channel, hit the bell, do all the good things that we love for you to do. Really appreciate it. Really helps us out a lot. And we got somebody over on from Twitch saying, can I join the next one? Absolutely. If you go on the Sleeper app, my name is Bandy Force and Flex on Sleeper. Send me a friend request. You can ask most of the guys in this mock right now. I sent them most of them a request and said, hey, we're mocking tonight. Are you in? So that's all you got to do.
So I take Deebo Samuel followed by Josh Allen. One thing, I'm not really big on taking quarterbacks early, but I think in a standard league, it's more important because you don't have that PPR scoring. And so the quarterbacks are more likely to put up points, especially my man Josh Allen, who takes all them goal line work and get them touchdowns.
I mean, if you're going to take a quarterback in the third round, it can only be one, and that is Josh Allen. Bayou, when do you think is the best time to take a quarterback in one of these drafts?
I'm a big proponent and kind of waiting on my quarterback. You know, any time after probably starting in the seventh round is what I'm really thinking about those quarterbacks. You can get nice quarterbacks back in the back, whether it's Stafford, Hurts, you know, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson. You can get plenty of value down there at the back. And just to point on what I'm going through here right now, I've got Derrick Henry and Ezekiel Elliott. Now I've got 27 seconds to make my pick here, but I like to go a lot of robust RB right now, and the running back position is really starting to thin it out right now. And there's a guy on the board right now that I really like who I think is going to be a big part of their offense. And I'm going to go ahead and take Travis Etienne here because I think he's going to – I know there's some noise out there about James Robinson, but I think Travis Etienne could be special for this offense. And now I not only have a flex position, but somebody who can fill in for bye weeks for my running backs and somebody just in case somebody gets hurt, I got Travis Etienne. So kind of locked up my running backs there.
Very nice. I mean, you got to do it with the running backs. There is just, I mean, there's not that many of them. So, I mean, there it's, I get it. I'm with you, buddy. I'm so with you that I am going to take one. AJ Dillon.
I like that. And it's hard once you hit that dead zone, man, that those running backs start looking really rough.
We're into the third round. Trey, you got another tip for us?
Like I was saying, you know, like if this was a PPR league, I would be really waiting on my quarterbacks a lot further. I just think that they're a little more valued in standard, which, you know, I know third round is pretty high for quarterback, but Josh Allen is a monster. And you know, with his goal line touchdowns, I mean, he's going to be killing it. And touchdowns is the points, is that's where it's at, you know, in standard scoring. So I would just say that, you know, wherever you would take your quarterback in a PPR, maybe think a round ahead. In standard, just as a kind of a buffer.
For sure, for sure. Bayou, what do you got for us?
Yeah, another one that I want to, it kind of goes along with what we're doing right now, is mock draft early and often so you can understand ADP changes, right? So I start mock drafting way back in probably March of this year, you know, because it's one of those things that I want to see where the ADP is. And then as you draft each month, you can see, oh, this guy is actually rising up the ADP board. So if it's somebody that you like, you may want to be able to jump an early round or two, because if you just start drafting late, yes, it's better than nothing. But if you've drafted throughout the offseason, you kind of see where trends are going and it could set yourself up for success. So.
Absolutely. He said he had fire tips, but I had no idea. let's see. Yoman Joe says, I had one of my drafts last night where I took Herbert in the sixth round. I thought it was good value.
Yeah, that's great value.
Yeah. Herbert in the sixth? Yeah.
Yeah, that's good value, man.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people wait to the sixth to take their quarterback at all. And if you can manage to nail Herbert in the sixth, then I say job well done.
Yeah,
I think normally Hurts is the big quarterback going in the sixth round. And that's like that last of those running quarterbacks that you can get. And that's kind of where I'm looking at this year, really, for most of my leagues, is trying to get Hurts in like the sixth right there, especially if I'm doing like a standard. But I'm at the first pick and Josh Allen was just speaking to me right there. So I had to take the big man.
And Sir Bongs a lot says holding head and shoulders, give Trey a commercial already.
I swear, baby.
Yeah.
Locks ain't made for nothing.
I love it. I love it. Looking like Troy Polamalu over there. Boy, I love it. Oh, that's a good one. All right. Les Ride is on. Let's see. Quarterbacks that have already went. Trey took Josh Allen, and Patty Mahomes goes at the 4-3. So Bayou, question. So fourth round's coming. I don't want to ruin your pick here and have somebody take him. Are you going to go running back again?
No, I like to go robust RB, but it gets to the point where the value is a way different for me. So if I'm looking at running back right now, you're maybe looking at David Montgomery, Clyde Edwards, maybe. I'm not sure about JK, who's, if he's hurt. Gibson's running special teams right now. Yeah, so it's right. To the point where does that value equal up to something like the Deontay Johnson, DJ Moore, Jalen Waddle, Mike Williams type of issue? And it's not there for me. That's kind of why I like to get my running backs out of the way early. And now I can kind of focus on my receiving options here. So I wouldn't go for running backs. It's not that deep.
I'm really excited to see how long it takes for Herbert to get drafted in this draft. Cause I mean, it's the fourth round and Mahomes is off the board. I'm thinking if he makes it to the fifth, that's going to be hell of value.
Absolutely.
You should take him with that first and stack him Allen and Herbert, huh?
Hey, man, if it was super flex, I'd be looking. Oh, man.
Super flex, he'd be gone already. Yeah. I'm on the clock, and I'm about to, after this round, switch to 30-second picks, guys, just to keep things moving. But I have going to go with my wide receiver, and I am really high on DJ Moore all of a sudden. Now that Baker is the guy over there, I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to take your guy. But now that Baker is the guy over there, I think DJ Moore is going to have a great year. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, man, I've been on the rise on DJ Moore. I mean, I still struggle with anybody from the Panthers that are aside from Christian McCaffrey, but I like him a lot. And you know, my biggest battle is between Scary Terry and DJ Moore. I go back and forth on who I like better. And before it was Scary Terry, but I'm slowly coming up more on DJ Moore.
And Bayou, I know you're upset about it. What are you thinking on DJ Moore, buddy?
DJ Moore he gets 1,000 yards receiving every single season, and there's no real good quarterback throwing to him. Now, I'm not saying that Mayfield is some type of, you know, awesome quarterback, but he's definitely an upgrade from what he's had in the past. And if he's putting up, you know, 1,100 yards without a good quarterback, what about somebody who can actually get him the football? I'm just really high on DJ Moore this year for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, the Micah Dahl says drafting three running backs early allows you not to think about running back again and nab all the wide receivers that you like.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Because you're set. You're all good. You're ready to roll.
That's true.
That's my biggest problem with the one spot is because, you know, 20 picks later, there's not a running back that I like.
The one spot for me is such a hard spot to draft, and I don't know what it is about it, man. My team never looks as great as I feel like it should at the end. And Albert, what up? Albert says, what's up, fellas? What's going on, man? Thanks for stopping by, buddy. Hit that like button while you're here. I really appreciate you.
All right. So, see, Cortland Sutton, man. Oh, that was exactly who I was looking at, too.
Got to do it, man.
That's my dude this year.
Yeah, he's going to be really good, especially with Judy going right after, too. Nobody really knows who's going to be the actual one, but I strongly believe Cortland Sutton's got what it takes to be the number one receiver. Now with Russell Wilson, it's going to be fireworks, bro.
We've been talking good on Cortland Sutton for a while now. We've been talking about him being the guy even before Tim Patrick got hurt. So. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, my thing is, you know, because I've been a Russell Wilson fan since I started watching NFL. And his personality and Cortland Sutton's personality, I feel like they blend together much better than Jerry Jeudy and Russell.
And there goes Herbert.
Yes, sir.
In the fourth. Makes sense. Trey is up. Trey, what are you going to do, buddy? Sometimes I like to play a game called Guess Trey's Pick. And I'm going to try to guess who Trey is going to pick. All right, he thought about doing a tight end, but then he didn't see anything he really liked. So he went back to running back because all he's got is Jonathan Taylor. He's like, oh, I'm going to take my guy Elijah Mitchell. That's what he's thinking.
He needs a running back so bad.
Oh, Deontay Johnson.
Oh, look at him.
Then Elijah.
I know you, bro. I know this.
I was going to go Elijah, but just because you said that, I was getting a wide receiver with my other pick.
Bro, do I know this guy or what?
Hey, bro, they come out today, I think it was, today or yesterday, and said that Elijah is going to be their dude. Now, that's Shanahan speaking, so, you know, you never know with him.
Sonny D says don't sleep on Judy either.
We'll have to see.
And Sir Bongs-a-Law says, let's ride.
Let's ride. Broncos country. Let's ride.
And we actually got a guy named Les Ride. I think it's a guy. It says Les, so I'm not sure. No offense, buddy. No offense. All right, guys. I think I'm going to switch this to 30-second clocks. Everybody good with that?
Oh, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Ty Montgomery carted to the locker room.
This just in. Oh, no.
Ty Montgomery. Damn it, man.
What a value.
All right. We're at that time again for another tip. Bayou, I'm going to let you go first. What do you got for us?
Yeah, another really good top tier, you know, tip that I can think of right now would be to know your teams and what they have during these mock drafts or even when you're in your actual draft itself. And this is more for teams that are picking maybe 2 and 3 and maybe picking 10 and 11. Is that, for instance, if you're in maybe the 6th round or so and you need a quarterback and you're thinking about taking them and, you know, you might be at the 10th pick and there's two guys in front of you. Look at their roster. If you want a quarterback and they already have a quarterback, the odds are they're not taking a quarterback. So you can go ahead and roll the dice and pick another position. And then on the turn back, go ahead and pick your quarterback. It's kind of a way to maybe maximize your roster and where you are. I think I do it all the time. I'm always checking out who the rosters are around me. That way you can kind of make plans on your pick a little bit better. So,
all right, no doubt. Trey, would you got anything for us?
Yeah, just to add to that, it especially helps when like you're at like the 9 or the 10 spot and you know you've just got 11 and 12 ahead of you. You can really monitor their roster and see what you're working with there. But I would say one of the things that I would say is draft in tiers, not players. So, you know, you have your guys that you like, but also you kind of want to have a tier of guys like I was talking about earlier to where if your guy gets taken, you don't go on tilt. You have a couple guys in that same area. And the way I like to look at it is if I have a couple guys that are in a tier together, I'm looking at the guy that's closer to the bottom of the tier that people aren't as high on. And that's the value that I want. So you can get, you know, you get more value out of your pick when that guy's really just the same level as a couple of these other guys, but he's not as hyped up right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I like it. I like it. I love it. And I want some more of it. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, just keep in mind, we did move it to 30-second picks, so it's about to start moving a little faster. The only thing I got to say to that is, let's ride. Sorry, I had to do it to you real quick. Oh, man. Damian Harris goes, you know what that makes me think? Me and Trey were talking before the show about Damian Pierce and people saying that they were talking about taking him, what, Trey, in the 3rd round?
Yeah, I seen somebody on Twitter talking about they were taking Damian Pierce in the 3rd round, baby.
Oof. I mean, I love some Damian Pierce. He is killing it. And if he is the guy, I mean, is that not a good move by you?
Look, I'm all about going to get your guys, man, but there's to a point to where they're – Damian Pierce, he hasn't shown it yet. Yes, he looks amazing in preseason. He didn't do very well in college, maybe because they rotated him a lot. But I just think it's a little too rich for my blood for 3rd round for him, man, even though I love him.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree. Look at that, Trey. Look at my 5th and 6th round pick, baby. It's been a while, but daddy came home. Allen Robinson and Gabe Davis back at it again.
Yeah, that's got you written all over it. What I will say to your point of Damian Pierce, this is another tip. Know your league, know your home league. You know, so pay attention to ADP, but at the same time, know your friends and know who they're looking at and who they're hyped upon. And if you want one of those guys, know that you're going to have to take them a little earlier because they're, you know your guy and you want them. So you're going to have to pay attention to that, and it'll help you get the guys that you want, you know, if you're paying attention to your friends and what they're looking at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trey, you're on the clock, buddy, just so you know.
I see that.
We got a question from Albert. Who do you guys like more? Pittman or Higgins? Bayou, I'm going to let you take it away.
This year, I think I'm going to go with Pittman. Higgins is an amazing receiver. I mean, I'm sure he'll probably get 1,000 yards again. Mm-hmm. But it's to the point that Pittman did such an amazing job last year with Carson Wentz that now he's actually getting an upgrade with Matt Ryan. And does Matt Ryan turn Pittman into a young Julio Jones type of numbers? The opportunity is there. I would definitely go Pittman.
Pity City at it again. Trey, Higgins or Pittman Jr.? I already know what you're going to say, but I'm going to let you take it away.
You know it's Pity City, baby. Michael Pittman Jr. all the way. I like Higgins, but I think Pittman has more of a defined role. And I think that the connection with him and Matt Ryan having a better quarterback. And so his floor is what he did last year is what I'm looking at. And I think he is a clear wide receiver one talent.
Absolutely. Hey, just to let you guys know, the tip that I just gave, I wanted a quarterback last round, and Jalen Hurts, I love Jalen Hurts, and I was going to pick him, but team one and team two already had a quarterback. The only person that didn't have one was Big Toe 24, so I'm taking the leap, and I chanced it, go ahead and grab a Drake London. Now I got Jalen Hurts right on the way back, so I waited around.
Perfect.
That's how it works.
Nicely done. You love to see it happen. And Sonny D says, Higgins, in my opinion, to be honest. I mean, that's your guy, bro. I mean, you might be right. We don't know. I mean, we do not know. Sir Bongs-a-Lot, PPR? I mean, that's how I felt like you said it. Standard, actually. Standard, we're getting on, doing things. We got to help everybody. You know what I mean? Yep.
I take Dalton Schultz with my sixth pick, and this is one of the guys that I'm high on and I'm reaching for because I want him on every one of my teams. I just think he's going to be a TD monster this year.
Oh, yeah.
With not having as many options down there for Dak, and I think that, not also having a split tight end work, I just think Schultz is going to be a freaking – like I've compared him to before, it's the new Rob. It's the new Gronk, baby. Mm-hmm. Schultz.
Dr. I mean, you Schultz. Might be right, Dr. Schultz. Yes, you might be right. I'm hearing good things about Schultz. Speaking of the Cowboys, another good one I'm hearing good things about is Pollard. Dak is saying that Pollard is going to be catching them balls, from what I understand. So he might be the Kareem Hunt kind of guy for that team.
Well, I heard they were running plays with both Elliott and Pollard on the field at the same time, and Pollard's lined up in the slot. So,
yes, I like it. Damian Pierce goes at the 7-8. I like that.
Yeah.
What do you think, Bai? That's a little too early.
That's rich. You know, I'm into the point to where I have a big philosophy, man, on rookies, man. I love my rookies. But unless they're in a position where I know they're going to succeed, it's hard for me. I'm more of a 9th to 10th round with him, which isn't too far off of what he is now. It's just to the point he plays for the Houston Texans, even though he's looking really good. It's just 7th round. I mean, if that's your guy, like I said, go get it. Hey, go get it. There's not much left. So
I feel like there's too much hype on him right now. Like people in the chat in our draft are already talking like, dang it, I wanted Pierce. And like, I feel like he's going to be the guy that at first it's value, but the more and more people talk about him, he's losing value as he climbs, man. It's scary.
I love it. I'm high on Pierce. I think it's a great pick. If he is the guy and he's running, you know, number one position, I mean, it's value. You know what I mean? If he does that. I mean, there's an if, but there's an if on everybody. Everybody, anybody could get hurt, and you don't know what's going to happen, you know? Yeah. I better hurry up. Stop talking and get it. Did Dawson Knox for my tight end. I like Dawson Knox this year. He's healthy now. He should be doing big things. I like me some Knox.
I'm not mad at that. There's a lot of mouths to feed in Buffalo. It's the only thing that scares me with that. But
not as many as there used to be.
Hey, Josh Allen is the chef. You know what I'm saying? He knows how to feed them.
This is a good opportunity for me to take a combo here. I always like my combos. I don't know how you guys feel about having combos, but the quarterback wide receiver combo, Devonta Smith, he still could be a number one wide receiver, but now that A.J. Brown is going to be taking a lot of attention off him, I think he has a good opportunity to succeed. So Devonta Smith will definitely be my pick right here. So
you know that we love a good stack. Trey, A.J. Brown, go.
Bust.
He is just hating him some AJ Brown this year. He just does not think he's going to do anything. So yeah. I may have been a great pickup. I myself like AJ Brown. I think AJ Brown is the man. And I think Jalen has been super accurate as of lately. At least that's what I saw in the preseason. I mean, he's made me think twice about him since the way he went, 9 for 9 and a touchdown in that preseason game. He's made me think twice for sure. Ramondre Stevenson. I like Ramondre. Bayou, where you got Ramondre?
I like Ramondre. I think in my rankings right now, I have him somewhere in, I think it's right at the double digit. He's kind of raising on my rankings a little bit, but I think there's a stronger chance he actually takes over the role from Damian Harris this year sometime, mm-hmm. whether it's earlier or mid or late. I think Stevenson, he's a good runner, and Belichick really likes him. So Ramondre's rising on my board for sure.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I want to bring up, because if you look right here, I took Alan Lazard over Hunter Renfro. In a PPR format, I'm taking Hunter Renfro over Alan Lazard. But I think that Alan Lazard is going to have more touchdowns, so put up more points in standard, where Hunter Renfro is going to be, you know, the PPR monster. But he doesn't get as many touchdowns.
Absolutely. I mean, Renfro is PPR. PPR is Renfro.
No doubt.
Let's see, guys. We have creeped to the 9th round. You've both made your picks. Another tip for us, Bayou Bengal. What do you got, buddy?
Oh, let's see. A good tip could be don't play it safe the entire draft. You know, there's a time and point where you want to make sure you have your safe picks, but we're here to win a championship, not come in second place. So unless you got to find those boom or bust players, somebody that can go way out of bounds and make a good play for you. If there's somebody that you really like, grab them. Don't always take those guys who are consistent year in and year out. Take those guys who may be projected to have a boom season, or somebody you think is now in a good situation. Maybe got traded. Maybe the offensive line got buffed and you could take one of these running backs, something like that. Look for that type of guy, because you want the guy with those high ceilings as well, not just a safe floor. So
absolutely. Absolutely. I love it. Trey, you got another one for us over there?
Yeah, I would say make sure that there's an age variance on your team. Draft some veterans, draft some rookies. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid to get some rookies on your team and mix it up a little bit. I know a lot of people love rookies and a lot of people are scared of rookies, but I think it's good to have a little bit of mix of everything. You know, I want some Melvin Gordons and some James Cooks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Both of them have opportunities to go crazy. Veterans can come back and have years like Cordarrelle Patterson had. And then you got people like rookies that can take off like Ja'Marr Chase. So, I mean, it's don't think that just because based on someone's age that they can't be good or they can't produce.
I love it. I love it. So you were talking to Melvin Gordon, and I mean, I took him before you said him, just for the record, but I took me some Melvin Gordon. I mean, he's number one on the depth chart. Javonte is supposed to be the guy, mm-hmm. but Melvin is still the number one on the depth chart. I mean, between the two of them, somebody's going to do good, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what this means. Maybe he's trying to say I do. Oh, here we go. IDP. I'm sorry. I'll draft Brady and all rookies. That's a good balance.
I ain't mad at it.
Because Brady's so old, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. All I like right. it. I'll draft Brady too any day.
So people grabbing some backup quarterbacks here.
Yeah,
I'm not huge on taking second quarterbacks in a single quarterback league. I just like to stream if I need to, but I understand it. You know, you really want that security, so I get it. But team 12 grabbing Aaron Rodgers in the 10th round. I mean, back to back MVP. About. You know what I mean?
That
especially
right there.
Especially if Watson comes out. You know, because he drafted Watson too.
I mean, that's exactly what we're talking about. You can wait and still get a good guy towards the end.
Mm-hmm. Freaking Brian Robinson, man. That's who I was looking at, too. taking that Antonio role. Since Antonio's looking like a great kick returner.
I got my guy who fell to me. I'm super high on Cole Kmet this year, guys. The offense is going to be surrounded by pretty much nobody. Darnell Mooney and who? So it's to the point where Cole Kmet, he had a good season, 600 yards, and I think like four touchdowns or so last season. Look, like I'm high on Cole Kmet. I'm glad I'm able to grab him here in the 10th round. So
absolutely. I like Cole Kmet too. I mean, in that preseason game, he was eating. You know what I mean? I'm not a big Justin Fields guy. I mean, I don't trust him, but like you said, somebody's got to eat over there, and I like it a lot. I'm also high on Cole Kmet. Let's see. Trey is on the clock. Takes his guy, Tyler Allgeier. Yep, he did it to us. Yep. He's good at that. You thought he was going to make it back to you, didn't you?
Man, yeah, because there's so many ahead of him in these rankings. And I'm like, yo, my rankings are a little different. But no, he got me. Snipe me.
Mm-hmm. That's my boy. I like it. I like it. Just like you said, he was down there a ways, right? And you're looking at your list. Allgeier is down there. But you know what? Took him anyways. Trey, Sky Moore. Your pick?
Huh? I think he forgot it was his pick.
No, I got it.
Sky Moore, did you?
Oh, it's a time's up on my side. I'm like, what?
It did. He got it just
I only
in time.
Had, 1 second left. I was trying to decide between Sky Moore and Tyler Boyd. And I just went for the upside with the rookie. Like I said, you know, mixing it up a little bit, taking some chances.
That 30-second clock will eat at you, bro.
Yeah, bro. It's in your head, bro. That's one of those things, like, you know, it won't be that tight, but you can still go on tilt in a real league, you know, with a couple minutes and everything like that. But, man, that 30 seconds really gets at me. I'm like,
So now we're
having
down.
Back-to-back picks.
Mm-hmm. We're down in the later rounds. Here's a tip for you. I like to grab some rookies, grab some guys with some question marks towards the end, later rounds, and see if they turn into something. And if they don't, kick them to the curb.
To go back on my thought about knowing your league, mm-hmm. So right here you have Trey Lance at the 10-8. Went after guys like Matthew Stafford, Derek Carr, and Aaron Rodgers. So obviously no one in this draft is really, really high on Trey Lance, but there are a lot of people out there that love Trey Lance, and he's like the third quarterback off the board. So if you got a guy in your league that's all about some Trey Lance and you're all about some Trey Lance, you need to think about where you're going to take him. But honestly, if he's going as the third QB off the board, just wait and get Jalen Hurts.
Bayou, what is your thoughts on Trey Lance this year?
I think he's going to be great. I mean, to the point to where whenever you have such a high floor just based off of rushing alone, there was a game last season. I think it was the second game he ever started. He ran 18 times. 18 times. And I'm telling you, it's – whew. This guy, he had three touchdown games last season. It's to the point that now that he's going to be the starting quarterback, man, if he could just put it through the air for 200 yards and run it on the ground the way he does, he could be a fantasy superstar just based off of his rushing ability alone. So,
absolutely, absolutely. And the Mikadio, I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, says, I draft from the sixth spot this Sunday. I love your team. If you switch Fournette and Williams, how close do you have those two in your rankings? I think Melvin G is just insurance. Yeah, absolutely. I like Fournette, actually. I like Fournette a lot. I mean, yeah, he came in a little big, but I like Lenny. I think he's going to eat. Plus, I'm a Bucks fan, so I got to support a couple of my guys, you know?
Yeah, and my thing is, I'm just, you know, with having a split backfield, it's hard to take, you know, if I'm getting even my first or second running back, I really want somebody that's going to be a workhorse. And I know Javonte's a monster, and I know he's athletic, and I know he's super good, and he's new, and he's special, and he's hyped up. But Melvin Gordon's still there, and he's still good, and they still want him as the team. He's the number one on the depth chart. So, in saying that he's insurance, I understand even Melvin Gordon's come out and said that he thinks Javonte's going to get a little bit more work than him. But I'm just worried about how much. Mm-hmm. And when you're drafting a running back that high, you know, I prefer Lenny all day, just because I know him and Brady have that connection. And Javonte and Melvin and Russell. Even it's hard to even believe what happened last year. You almost got to throw that out the window because Russ is new in town. And right. What is he going to do? You know, and I know there's coaches and all that, but they also said they're going to let Russ do his thing. So it's a whole new world over there in Denver.
Sir Bonzales says, I have Lenny just two spots above Williams. Could easily go either way. Exactly.
It's scary because a lot of people don't realize that Russell Wilson back in 2011 actually played with Melvin Gordon at Wisconsin. He was his running back. So I think that something could have played in there to where Melvin Gordon came back to maybe try to play with him. So, you know, Javonte Williams could be a stud by himself, but Melvin Gordon's going to get his touches, man. He's going to get his touches.
Now, if Melvin Gordon gets hurt, Javonte Williams is going to be a monster. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. See, and that's exactly what I was talking about, Trey, is, you know, veteran to veteran connection. That's exactly what I was talking about. I did not know that they played together. That's actually interesting. But yeah, that's what I was talking about. Veteran to veteran connection, baby.
Putting me on another tip, actually, that now that we bring that up, actually, I'm on the clock. So go ahead, Josh. I'll take these picks and then I'll make my tip.
I was just going to say, Bayou takes Devontae Parker. I like Devontae over in New England. I'm just worried about him staying healthy. What do you think?
Yeah, he had some opportunities in Miami, and when he had the opportunity to shine, even with Blake Bortles as his quarterback, he was very, very productive. He's got good hands. He has the speed. Now moving over to New England, I don't really care so much for Jacoby Myers. I think Devontae Parker will be the number one over there, and with the speed and the talent, and Mac Jones is growing, Belichick making these plays up. I think Devontae Parker is going to have a bust out breakout season this season.
Absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely. Bortles.
Taking a risk with Jacoby Myers, being that this is standard where you get points for touchdowns. But here's the thing. He only got his first touchdown last year, and he's not known for getting touchdowns. But touchdowns are not a sticky stat, and he could have touchdown regression and go crazy with touchdowns this year. So it's one of those risks you're taking in the 13th round.
You never know. You never know. I guess you didn't hear what Bayou was saying about Devontae is going to be the guy over there. And
oh, is that what he was saying?
Yeah, we literally were just talking about
that. Hey, you got to take some risk. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you got to risk it to get risk.
Let's go ahead and risk it right here. We'll risk it. Who knows? He could be the number one for Detroit. You never know what's going to happen. It's in the 13th round. Let's take a flyer.
I like it. You've been watching Hard Knocks too?
No, actually, I stay away from Hard Knocks on purpose because when you watch Hard Knocks, your mind starts molding on how good these players are, and it makes my draft strategy change. So I stay away from it because I want to let my analysis kind of do my picks for me and not what I see on TV. So
that's brilliant because they make everybody look great, and they got me. They got me for sure.
Yep.
Talking about taking flyers, Khalil Herbert. I like Khalil Herbert a lot. I think he has potential. I think he's a beast. I think Montgomery is bound to go down like he always does, and Khalil is going to take the work.
Yep, I agree.
Let's see where we're at.
I'm trying to remember what that tip was that I was going to throw out there a minute ago, and then I got caught up in my 30-second picks.
Oh, yeah, you said you had brought up another tip.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before that? I don't know. I'm loving it. I'm seeing people take these guys that Isaiah Pacheco, Jalen Tolbert, Zamir White, everybody taking these guys, these possible.
Love them.
Yeah, I like Zamir White also. Mark Ingram, they're saying Ingram might have a little bit of work over there too. A little thunder and lightning over in New Orleans. That's your team, right, Bayou?
I'm a diehard. I have a signed plaster or a paper bag by Aaron Brooks with two eye holes in it from when we used to be terrible. So I know pretty much everything inside and out about New Orleans. That's for sure.
Wow. Am I the only one that thought he was a Bengals fan?
Yeah. Bayou Bengal is actually LSU Tigers. That's the Bayou Bengal.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. I saw you were a Bengals fan for a long time.
Well, I'm glad I wore the right hat today.
Yeah. Show did. Let's see. I don't know. I might regret it, but old double barrel Darrell Williams.
Man, I've heard so many things about him, bro. But last I've heard, they were talking about cutting him, bro. Like, it's crazy with him, man.
If they do, he'll find a home. You know,
yeah, bro, because he did all right last year. When he come in and played, he did all right. So, I mean, I don't know if that's just not what they're looking for, but.
I guess not. Yeah, dude, he tore it up last year in KC. Well, I mean, when Clyde Edwards-Helaire was hurt, dude, he was tearing it up. We got two rounds left, fellas, and I forgot about kickers and defense.
Well, you're the only one because I'm ready.
Man, I'm not going to have a backup quarterback, but that's all right. I'll figure it out on the waivers. Tip. We got another tip bat by you over there. What are you thinking?
I do have one more tip that I was actually thinking about here a minute ago is don't take your friend's favorite players just for a laugh if it doesn't fit your team. So I'm just saying, if you've already got two quarterbacks, and you know your friend he waited way late, and you know there's a couple quarterbacks left, you know, Matt Ryan, Trevor Lawrence, whatever the case is, don't grab your third quarterback. Just say, ha, ha, ha. You know, pick what's good for your team, and don't sacrifice yourself just for a laugh at your friend. That'd be an advice for me.
That's hardcore, right, bro.
You're dropping him in week two because you need a roster spot.
Bro, that hurts my heart because last year my girl plays in our league. And last year, right before I was about to take Tom Brady, which Tom Brady's my guy, Tampa's my team, my fiance takes Tom Brady, bro. We've been fighting about it ever since. Season's over. We're still arguing about it. So I said, this year I'm taking Josh Allen right from under you. And she's like, mad. She's like, you better not. We'll see. All right. Give me a kicker.
I got another tip for you here just to, you know, because we're in the last couple rounds and this is league has a kicker and a defense and some people haven't taken a kicker or a defense and they only have one pick left. Now, I've been hearing a lot more about this, especially if you're drafting early, is to not take a kicker or a defense and go ahead and fill out your team. And so that way, if somebody gets cut or something like that, you have another player you can fill in. And then right when the league starts, you drop a couple guys, grab a kicker and defense because you're streaming that position anyway.
Yep.
That's brilliant, bro. I feel like, why didn't I think of that?
I've seen a lot of people do that.
Really? Yeah, that's kind of brilliant because, I mean, I stream my kicker and my defense in the one league that I play in that does have it still, which is our home league, just because, I mean, we've talked about this before, but, I mean, it's a team. You're a team. I mean, we were talking about having a coach on our fantasy team.
Have you heard about that at all, Bayou?
What's that?
Having a coach on your fantasy team?
Oh, I don't like anybody touching my team, man. Look, I do my thing.
Having like you pick a coach from a team roster spot.
I've actually never done that before. What do you get? You get points for the win. Is that what it is?
Coaches, I think. But if it's a close game and you win, you get more points. And if it's a close game and you lose, you get negative more points. To where if it's a big gap, it's like more than 7 points, it's like 3 points. But if it's within seven, it's like 7 points.
Yeah, I'm a big advocate of making your fantasy football league more skill based as you can. You know, there's luck in the draw, but you know, like kickers who just so happened this week kicked 6 field goals. You know, it doesn't matter what you picked in your lineup because your kicker just won you the game, or a coach who had a close game who called. I don't know. I'm a big proponent of just saying no coaches, no kickers. Go have some fun. That's just me.
Well, see, this is something I had sent to Bandy the other day talking about a guy who was doing a league where their kicker, you get points just for attempting a 60-plus yard field goal. And I love that because that's so much heart, bro. And, like, you know what? They were brave enough to go out there and do it. You give them some points. I'm for points for everything, bro. A penalty, negative 1 point to the whole roster or something. Like, dang, I love it.
Bro.
Hey, sound off in the chat. Do you like kickers and defense in your leagues? Let me know in the chat, guys. What round did Hopkins go in? What round is everybody comfortable taking him? Bayou, DeAndre Hopkins, what do you got?
I actually like taking DeAndre Hopkins. If I had to take him, I would probably say maybe I'm comfortable around the 7th round because it's to the point where if you can get 6 good picks to get you through the first 6 weeks, man, having DeAndre Hopkins come on your team is nice. Where did he go? I didn't even see where
7-3.
At the 7-3. Perfect. I like that right there. I think that's a good spot to take him.
Yeah. Yep. I'm down.
It's rough for me, man. I'm not big on taking D-Hop. at any point in my drafts, but I'm also not big on drafting guys that aren't going to play. And now I'm flexible with everything. So if I'm in a scenario where my team is looking super solid and I've got everything filled out and it's just banging on all cylinders and I see a guy and I'm like, I know I can wait out, then yeah, of course I'm going to take him. But most of the time, man, my nerves just get to me and I'm like, six games of him sitting on my bench, I do too much waiver wire. You know what I mean?
Now, Trey, does it change your mind if there's an IR spot, somebody you could put him on IR and then be able to pick somebody else up?
It does for sure. You know, like in our home league last year, I grabbed Michael Thomas, and he was in my IR spot the entire year. But I got him in our draft for my very last pick, and if he would have come back, I'd have been excited to put him in. But that's the situation there where I was like, man, was it even worth that draft pick?
TJ Clue says, man, I am digging my team in this mock. Grade it, please. We are going to do that. But first, before we go grade these drafts, Sunny D says we are out here grading. We just got a quick word from our sponsors.
Yes, and so for all of you that don't know, we are sponsored by Manscaped. These guys, I'm telling you, they are the best in below-the-belt men's grooming, okay? They gave us the Lawnmower 4.0. The thing's a monster, okay? You get in the shower, it's dark, boom, click it on for me, Bandy. Show them the LED.
Ka-kink.
That's right, baby. You can see all the nooks and crannies. Get in all them deep, hard-to-get spots, and your girl will love it. You come in all smooth and clean. You hit it with the ball toner. It's nice and smooth. Hit it with the ball deodorant. It smells good. I mean, what more can you want out of protecting your balls? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, right now you can get 20% off if you use our promo code right there at the top of the screen. Superflex 20 for 20% off and free shipping worldwide. Guys, your balls will thank you. Support for Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast is brought to you by Manscaped. Who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming? Their products are precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped's Performance Package, the ultimate men's hygiene bundle. Join over 6 million worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and worldwide shipping with the code SUPERFLEX20 at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 12 million balls.
That's about 12 million balls.
I think my math was correct on that one. I think it was. I did the math while we were waiting. Anyways, guys, it's time to grade those drafts. TJ Clue, he said he wanted us to grade it, so we're going to start on that end. Trey, you're going to be last today. You want to go ahead and name off the team, Trey?
I will. He's got Nick Chubb, Aaron Jones, Michael Pittman, George Kittle, Chris Godwin, J.K. Dobbins, Cordero Patterson, Garrett Wilson, Christian Watson, Aaron Rodgers, Mecole Hardman, Robbie Anderson, Devin Duvernay, Hayden Hurst, Los Angeles Rams, and Rodrigo Blankenship.
Not bad at the 12th spot. I love Chubb and Aaron Jones at the 12th spot, hitting them running backs. I like that combo right there. What do you think?
Yeah, man, that stack is beautiful. The Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Jones stack, I'm loving that, which I want that, especially in PPR this year. I think that that is beautiful. I think Aaron Jones is going to be a PPR monster, but he also is going to be a touchdown monster just because him and Aaron Rodgers, they have that established connection and that a lot of the guys on the team don't have with him. I love Michael Pittman. I mean, he's a freaking monster. We talked about it earlier. Godwin, you know, if he can really get back and get into his final form again, he's going to be a freaking monster. I mean, he's got Brady, he's got the freaking Bucks. I mean, they're stacked. So the only thing that scares me is all the wide receivers that they have that are stacked and how they're going to spread that around. So we'll have to see with that. But no, I don't hate this team at all. J.K. Dobbins, getting him as a flex, I think it's good value if he really does take off. For sure. And Cordero Patterson, man, I mean, I love taking a shot on him because, I mean, he showed us last year that he can do it. He can be a monster, so.
Yeah, Bayou Bengal, what are you thinking about this team?
Yeah, I'm actually really liking the team. The things that worry me a little bit, I think he's solid overall starting two running backs. I love the Aaron Jones and Aaron Rodgers combo. Michael Pittman, Pity City, come on, man. He's going to be good. Chris Godwin, is he hurt? Is he not? Will he play week one? We don't know. A little bit of a question mark there. I love the George Kittle. J.K. Dobbins, again, will he play? Is he injured? We're not sure. Like Trey was saying, I love Cordell Patterson. And the one thing I like about this guy's team is I think it's one of his last picks was Hayden Hurst, the tight end out of the Cincinnati Bengals. I think he's going to – coming over, they need a tight end. Being in a high-powered offense, I think he's going to be a sneaky pick as well. But I like his team.
Yeah, yeah. He's got go ahead, Trey.
I will say a couple guys on here that I'm not really feeling this year, like Mecole Hardman and Robbie Anderson. I think they're probably going to have been a little better options right there. But who knows? You know what I mean? With I hear Juju's having problems, you know, and Mecole Hardman has been there. You know, he's shown spurts, but it's rough. But it's a good toss out. But like Robbie Anderson, man, I just don't see, you know, after everything he's done with Baker Mayfield, I don't think that they're going to have a connection. I think it's going to be like an Odell Baker connection, but not as good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Sonny D says, I can vouch for the crop preserver is where it's at. Sorry, I must have missed that one earlier. I love that. And my guys, Macchiato says, I hit the like and subscribe. Great show, guys. You'll see me around. Can't wait, buddy. Can't wait.
All right, guys.
That's how you say it? I'm sorry.
That's how
it. All right, let's go. Final grade, TJ Clue. Trey, what do you think?
Let me give it one last look over.
Bayou, do you got your grade?
Are we doing letter grades? Is that how y'all do it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I may not be high on the Hardman Anderson. I do like Duvernay Ashley for down there in the Hurst. I'm going to give him – I think I'm going to give him an A. I really think I'm going to give him an A. I really do like his team.
Hoo-hoo-hoo.
I like it. I like
first
it.
A right off the rip, Trey.
I
like it, man.
I was going to go B minus is what I'm looking at. I think that it's a super solid team. There's just me personally, there's a couple guys on here that I'm not too high on, like George Kittle as my tight end. I'm not feeling him. I just feel like he's going a little earlier than I want to take him this year. But I could be proven completely wrong, you know what I mean, with Trey Lance and that thing. It's a lot of questions there. But, yeah, I like B minus. I really like this team, especially for standard format.
Yeah, for standard format, I also like the B. I just think the running back game is off the chart, and I think with standard, that's where it's at, is the running backs. Let's move it on to the next team. Who do we got here? Reaper?
Repeat. Something?
Repeat. I'm sorry about that, buddy. I can only see, like, the first four letters there. I'm going to go ahead and name them off. We've got Alvin Kamara, Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs, Terry McLaurin, Antonio Gibson, Lamar Jackson, Kareem Hunt, Dallas Goedert, Tyler Lockett, Derek Carr, Rondell Moore, Mike Gesicki, Sammy Watkins, Mark Ingram, Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense, and Robbie Gould. What do you think, Trey?
Yeah, man, it's not a bad team. There's a couple guys on here that I question. Antonio Gibson at the 5'11", you know, there's just so much about him not being anything worth fantasy value. And I know it's crazy because the dude's been an RB1 for so long. But it's just like when you hear so many things about him literally just being a kick returner, it's hard to draft him that early. Scary Terry, I love Scary Terry and Devontae. So the wide receivers are solid. You know, me and you both are big Dallas Goedert fans. I like him. On all of my fantasy leagues this year, I'm betting that my tight ends are going to be Goddard or Schultz. besides, you know, unless I get like a chance for a Mark Andrews or a Kelsey, but it's
sure.
But other than that, I'm wanting Goddard or Schultz. So I like that. Kareem Hunt, I think, is great in standard format. You know, if he is the same Kareem Hunt and they don't punish him for wanting to trade, he's a tight end or a touchdown monster. He just eats up the goal line. Mm-hmm. So I like that pick in the seventh round. And yeah, Kamara, like, you know, like I say, he's moving up because of all the okay, auto draft got him on the Gibson. Got it. I like Josh Jacobs a lot, especially in standard format more than anything. I think that people sleep on Josh Jacobs. I think that offense is just going to be so high powered that, you know, they're going to run the ball. And Kenyon Drake is done. I mean, so it's like,
I'm Drake's done, huh? I didn't hear that.
They're talking about cutting him from the roster, and nobody thinks anybody's going to pick him up.
Mm. I like Drake. I really liked him a few years ago, obviously, but I really thought he was pretty good. But Bangle, what are you thinking?
Yeah, this team, there's some that I love and some that I really, really hate. I love the Lamar Jackson. I think Kamara is going to me. His receivers are really, really solid, and I also like Goddard. I know the auto draft got him with Antonio Gibson. I think that's almost a that's a free square right there. It's somebody that probably shouldn't be drafted. Josh Jacobs, I'm not heavy on him. I think they are going to be releasing Drake, but I think that's because White's coming in. They did not pick up Josh Jacobs' option this year, so he will be a free agent next year. And I think if they struggle whatsoever, I think it's going to be the White show, because they don't really need to know what they have in Josh Jacobs. They need to know what they have in Zamir White. So I'm kind of going there. You know, Kareem Hunt, TD Monster, so in standard, he's the way to go. Mm-hmm. And then if you look at the bench, there's a lot of question marks there, right? We're looking at Tyler Lockett. What is he going to be? He's definitely not going to be what he was last year. He likes those big, big boom plays, and I'm not sure that either Geno Smith or Drew Lock's going to be able to give him that. Rondo Moore, is he going to have the opportunity now that Hopkins is gone? I'm not sure. Who knows what he's going to be. Gesicki, he's known right now. He's been playing deeper in the preseason because he's becoming more of a blocking tight end. There's not a lot of plays out there for him for receiver. So how is that going to mix up? Sammy Watkins, who knows? And then Mark Ingram, yeah. You know, you're really going to need an injury to Alvin Kamara for him to be viable. But that's kind of where I'm at with his team.
Which is rare, an injury to Kamara. You don't see that too much. But, I mean, he's getting a little older now. Mm-hmm. So who knows what's going to happen. I like the wide receivers. I do like the wide receivers. Like you said, though, about Antonio Gibson, it's not looking good for him, and his value has shot way down. And who knows? You know, there are some wide receivers that take kick returns and have wide receiver duties, too. So, I mean, we really don't know, but it's not looking good. Are they going to trust Brian Robinson to be the guy in Washington? Or, you know what I mean? So we don't really know exactly what's going to happen there. I do like Goddard also. Mike Gesicki, I thought I heard some stuff about Gesicki possibly getting traded, but I think those rumors got squashed. For you, for those of you at home playing the home game, I think that was just BS. I was hoping he'd go to Tampa. I thought him and Brady would get along fine, even though we don't need him. He's a good blocker, you know what I mean? But Trey, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I want to go ahead and drop a couple tips right here in this situation, because there's a couple things that I want to say. One thing I want people to make sure they pay attention to is drafting too many players from the same team. There's two Washington players on here, and then you got Josh Jacobs, Davante Adams, and Derek Carr, which I love stacks. Don't get me wrong. I love stacks. But there's a couple things, like, you know, you want to really mix it up with different teams, because if a team has a bad week, you don't want it to cost you your week because they didn't produce on offense. And at the same time, another tip that I want to bring up is that I don't like drafting a safety for your running back, you know, the backup for your running back, like the Alvin Kamara, Mark Ingram. I prefer grabbing someone else's backup. Because if your running back gets hurt, all you do is come up to neutral. But if somebody else's running back gets hurt, you then go above neutral and you have a ceiling that you can reach. So I prefer drafting, like, you know, if I've got Alvin Kamara, I want like a Tony Pollard or a AJ Dillon or something like that instead of my guy's backup. And so that's just something I'd throw out there. But with all that said, I like this team. It's overall a pretty solid team, and I'm going to give it a C+.
Yeah, C+. I like a C+. B-, actually. I'm gonna go B- on it, just because, you know, I like the Kamara, Devontae. He's got a lot of hard hitters. He's got Lamar as his quarterback. We know he's gonna be running. He's got some hard hitters in there. I think with some waiver wire and some work, this team could be really great, really great. What do you Real quick, though, what if Jimmy G goes to the Seahawks? I mean, I've been predicting that for a while now. I think Jimmy G is going to go to the Seahawks. I think that's a great fit for him. They're a run-first team. I think that's the way to go. What do you think, Trey?
I agree, I'd be super excited for Jimmy G to go to the Seahawks. The one thing I would say is just be careful on making your draft picks on what ifs.
Oh, yeah.
Like winning your league is by taking chances. So don't get me wrong. You know, take some chances, but just be careful on how many what ifs you think about when you're going into your draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I forgot to ask Bayou, what do you think on repeats team letter grade wise?
I would actually go C- here, and the biggest reason why I would do that is because I think he has a huge hole in his flex. I think Antonio Gibson's going to be kind of irrelevant, and if you look at the options he has on the bench to take over, Tyler Lockett, Rondale Moore, Gesicki, Watkins, Mark Ingram, that's all he has. So every single week, he's going to have a question mark in that flex spot that is he going to have any points produced. So I kind of like at least having a nice floor for my starters and sure. Then going everywhere else. And I don't think the floor is right there for me. So C-.
No doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's see. We're going on to the next team. Trevor, Bayou, would you like to do the honors of naming this team off?
I sure can. Don't mind it. He's got Joe Mixon, CeeDee Lamb, Mark Andrews, Patrick Mahomes, Brandon Cooks, Harris and Walker, Singletary and Ertz, Matthew Stafford, Isaiah Spiller, Jones. I think that's Ronald Jones. Yeah. Tyler Boyd, Kenny Galladay. And he's got Bass and the Niners defense.
Yeah, yeah. You know me, Trey. I love mixing it up with Joe Mixon. Mixon did great for me last year. I think he's going to do great again this year. Before you judge this team, Trevor was auto draft the whole time. So this was an auto draft team. I guess I missed that, but we're still going to grade it just because, you know, it's still put together a team and we're going to still go for it. Trey, what do you think about Trevor auto drafts team?
I like it. I like it quite a bit. Patrick Mahomes at the quarterback. You know, I'm not a big Patrick Mahomes fan, but he's going to put up numbers. He's going to be a solid quarterback. And in standard format, dude's a touchdown monster. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I love Joe Mixon. Damian Harris, you know, he had, 15 touchdowns last year. So in standard, if he can reproduce that, it's going to be just as good. And so you're shooting for that. CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Cooks are great wide receiver options. Both of them are going to be touchdown monsters. Mark Andrews, I mean, this is a super solid team, being that it was auto draft. Kenneth Walker, you know, taking a shot on a rookie. I personally think Rashad Penny has opportunity to be an RB1 this year, which is a major hot take, but I'm loving Rashad Penny. And I think people, you know, he was doing it for like five games last year at the end of the season. And he has the potential with nothing else going on in Seattle to really take off if he can stay healthy. That's the big question. But Kenneth Walker's there if he can't, you know. And Pete Carroll's already came out and said that he's not afraid to be make Kenneth Walker a three-down back. So there's all possibility there. Devin Singletary, you know, I was kind of low on him, but I've been coming up a little more. I've heard a lot of things about how they're really wanting to put him in the driver's seat, you know. So it's a question, but it's a big question because he had some spurts last year towards the end of the year he was showing a lot of stuff there, and they desperately need a running back to step up and do something. I mean, and they'll be freaking Super Bowl champions real quick. And like I was saying earlier, San Francisco's defense, they've got I don't have it pulled up right here, but they have a couple really easy matchups in the first couple weeks that'll put up a lot of points just for those defensive guys out there. So yeah, I mean, I don't hate this team. What do you think, Bayou?
I hate this team, man. Yo, let me break this down a little bit, man. They've got four players that are going to be studs. You got Patrick Mahomes, Joe Mixon. I'm sorry, actually five: CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Cooks, and Mark Andrews. Those guys are studs. Then you kind of look at everything else, right? Damian Harris, I strongly think his job's gone. Damian Harris in the last eight games last season, he had over 11 carries once. That's including playoffs. So it's just, are they already starting to phase him out? We're going to have to see how it goes. Kenneth Walker, he's a rookie right now. I'm with you. Rashad Penny, I'm telling. I think he's going to stay healthy this year. I don't think Ken Walker. I don't think he's going to stay relevant. So being as a flex, your best flex spot. Not sure if I like that. Devin Singletary. What did the Bills do in the offseason? They offered J.D. McKissic a contract. The Commanders, they went ahead and matched that. So they draft James Cook. Now you're hearing you got Zach Moss. Now he's taking the goal line carries away. What is going to be? Is it going to be a three-headed monster? Is Devin Singletary going to be getting the carries? I'm not sure. And for that to be your top two flexes, I'm like, okay, maybe they're not going to be too bad. Who else you got? Isaiah Spiller, Ronald Jones, who may not even make the cut, Tyler Boyd, Kenny Golladay, big question marks. Now, my huge hot take, Zach Ertz, I believe, and I've said it in many of my videos, Zach Ertz, top five tight end this season. I think he's going to be ultra-targeted in on this offense, especially without Hopkins. So I do like the Zach Ertz pick, but he's just got a lot of stuff on here who I don't think is going to score many points. So,
yeah, I didn't go over the bench specifically because it was all irrelevant.
Yeah,
but yeah. The starting roster, you know, aside from honestly, I would put Zach Ertz in as a flex over Kenneth Walker.
Yes, yes.
I agree with you on that one. But what do you think about it, Bandy?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of in the middle of you two, honestly. I mean, I like the starting guys. I don't like Singletary either. I mean, they've been trying to make him the guy for years now, and it's just not happening. Yeah, he had five games where he was good. But, man, I need you all year to be good. Even be consistently decent for me, you know? And then we'll talk about some Singletary. You know, Kenneth Walker, yeah, they're talking about making him the guy. I hope he's something. Put Jimmy G over there. I think they'll work good together. Ronald Jones, you know, he's not, like you said, he's not going to make the cut. Did you say Isaiah Spiller wasn't going to make the cut?
No, I didn't say that, but he did fall behind on the depth chart behind Kelly. Now he is now the third running back.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah, and people were really high on Spiller.
And I think he's having some kind of injury issue as well. I think that had a lot to do with it, but yeah. He's just not looking like they were thinking he was going to even have work and split work with Eckler. And now it's looking like Eckler's going to be the man.
Yeah, there was a beat reporter coming out saying that he was having trouble catching on with the playbook too. So,
But look, the first five picks plus Zach Ertz looks great. I mean, but like you said, yeah. So I think we're going to have totally different grades on this. It's an auto draft, so we're not going to hurt anybody's feelings here. What are you thinking, Trey, first of all?
I am personally going B-minus with this team because my bench is a waiver wire swap spot, and I have no problem with getting rid of everybody on this bench and find some waiver wire picks, but the initial start from this team is enough to get me to the playoffs, so I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm. And Bayou, your rebuttal.
Yeah, so I'm going D-plus here. So it's to the point, look, I love his keystones he has, but bye weeks are coming. God forbid there be an injury to one of these guys, and he's got nothing. Like you said, I'd be trashing most of this team and trying to do something in the waivers. But it's to the point to where right now, if I'm looking at it, I kind of throw up a little bit at the flex, and it's just I don't know. I have to give D-plus until he can do something. Now, I love some of his pieces, but as far as going into the season, my confidence wouldn't be high. I'm always looking to win a championship, not come in second place. So,
absolutely, absolutely. I feel like you should have a reliable wide receiver to flex at least, says Sonny D. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess it's my turn. Like Trey said, you can work with it. You can make things happen with it. So I'm going to go with a C. Just a regular C on this team because I could work with this. That's all I'm saying.
It's got good bones.
Yeah. Yes. Bones are good. Yeah.
Little good cage.
Yeah. All right. Let's ride to the next team. And that next team is Let's Ride. I'm going to go ahead and name it off. We got Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, T. Higgins, Marquise Brown, Kyler Murray, Chase Edmonds, Tony Pollard, Marquez Valdez-Scantlin, James Robinson, Jahan Dotson, Jalen Tolbert, KJ Osborne, Jeff Wilson Jr., Matt Prater, and Hunter Henry. I'm going to let you go first, Bayou. What do you think just looking at it?
Just looking at the first thing, I mean, I'm going up and down this roster, and I'm going to be honest with you, I like every single person on this roster. There's not one that I don't like. And it all comes in retrospect too of what I'm really tall. I'm not saying they're all superstars, but when you got Kyler Murray, who's always – he's going to be one of those quarterbacks, and I'm sure he got him at a good – I didn't see when – he got him in the sixth round. So I think that's good value for Kyler Murray. Dalvin Cook, I do like Dalvin Cook. I think he's a little – besides last year, he normally gets injured, so I don't really like that too much. But I do love Dalvin Cook. I think Chase Edmonds is going to be amazing for Miami. He's going to be the guy. Stephon Diggs, Keenan Allen, that's an awesome wide receiver. Gore. I do like Hunter Henry. I think he's going to be involved. T. Higgins, even though he is the wide receiver too for his team, I strongly believe he's still another 1,000-yard receiver. He's got Joe Burrow throwing the ball. Absolutely great. Marquise Brown actually gets the opportunity to be the number one for a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. I think he just – Kyler can throw better than Lamar. I mean, call a spade a spade. I'm just going to skip over Prater because it's a kicker. Tony Pollard – love the guy. Like you guys saying, God forbid something happened to Zeke. Tony Pollard's a top five running back. MVS, I love we don't know what's going to happen in that offense, but if you're going to throw somebody out there, MVS is a good one to have, a nice big speedster for Mahomes. And then James Robinson, we're also now, he wasn't even supposed to start the season. Now he may be the number one running back there. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Jahan Dotson, love this guy. He's showing out in camp. He's going to be the wide receiver two for that team. Jalen Tolbert. Now you got the injuries that are happening in front of him, and he's probably going to be the number two wide receiver starting out the season. And with Dak Prescott throwing you the ball, I really like that. KJ Osborne, they just came out here. The offensive coordinator said they're going to run more three wide receiver sets this season. So they're going to go less on the run game, more three wide receiver, and KJ Osborne's going to work in that slot. He's a big wide receiver. They're going to throw the ball quite a bit. I love KJ Osborne for a value here. And Jeff Wilson, everybody gets hurt as the running back for San Francisco. You might as well go ahead and grab Jeff Wilson and see if he can be a starter like he did last year. So I like the team.
Nice. Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, Sonny D says, Les Ride's roster is fire because he kept sniping me.
Yeah, I love this team. I'm going to go ahead and just bust out my grade as an A+. I have no problem giving that with this team, man, especially in standard format. First of all, Dalvin Cook has been my boy for so many years, and I think Dalvin Cook is going to surprise people this year. I think that he stays healthy all year, and when he does, he becomes, if not RB1, RB2 out of everybody, and that's over Christian McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, and everybody. Chase Edmonds in the seventh round is so much value because especially if he gets the full force that they're talking about giving him, I mean, it's just great value. Stephon Diggs and Keenan Allen as your wide receivers. I mean, that's beautiful, dude. That sounds like a 12 spot first and second pick. You know what I'm saying? And this dude got him in the second and third round. It's beautiful. Hunter Henry is a great value for a 16th round tight end who's just going to be a TD monster like he always is. And it's a standard format again. Hollywood Brown, I love him. You got the stack with Murray, and he's your flex. I like Hollywood Brown as a wide receiver too. So that's beautiful. Tony Pollard, again, is great. He's going to put up points regardless. But if Zeke's out, he's going to be a monster. Marcus Valdes-Scantling, with Juju being hurt and things going on right now, depending on how all that works out, he could be a monster because he did it with Aaron Rodgers in spurts, and now he has Mahomes. So, and like you were saying, Jahan Dotson, I love that as a freaking dart throw. Jalen Tolbert, great dart throw. KJ Osborne, I mean, dude, this team is freaking awesome. This is an A+ monster.
I don't give them out very often, but it's hard not to. This team is great. I'm giving them an A, absolutely. Sonny D agrees. He says A+. I agree. Speaking of Jahan Dotson, he says, expect either Jahan Dotson or Jalen Tolbert to be this year's Amon-Ra St. Brown. And the fact that he got in 11th and 12th is value. Mm-hmm. Trey, can you hit it for me one time, buddy?
Amon-Ra. Amon-Ra.
The annual Amon-Ra chant, as per usual. Yeah, I love this team. It's great. It's put together well. Look at the wide receivers, dude. At the ninth spot, too. That ninth spot might be a sneaky place. I liked KJ Osborne last year. I mean, he had moments where he was just great, dude, like out of nowhere. Like, I remember I was like, who is that? He just popped up out of nowhere. And in talking about the Vikings being a more pass heavy offense with Kevin O'Connell over there, I freaking love it. Trey actually said he wanted a team of all Vikings there for a minute. I mean,
that's my biggest dilemma this year is deciding which Vikings I want on my team because I want them all.
Well, I mean, that would go against your last tip there, buddy. But
right.
Let me get a swag from Kevin Swag. What's happening, Kevin Swag? All right. Great job, Les Ride. Hey, guys, I'm going to take this opportunity real quick to remind you once again to please hit that like button for us. Please subscribe to the channel. Hitting that like button helps us out tremendously. If you're having fun, if you've gotten any value at all out of this, do us a favor. Hit that like button, please. Appreciate you mucho. Also, guys, the first annual Bandy Bowl is happening, and I've got one spot left. Send me a message on Sleeper, and you can be entered into the Bandy Bowl with us. It's our home league. We've got one spot. We had a guy drop out, so we're looking for one more. If you want to get on it, just hit me up. $40 buy-in, $10 cash app to me for a championship ring. Obviously, you don't live around here, so we will send you the ring if you win. It's going to have a nice case and everything. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be sweet. First annual Bandy Bowl coming at you. Yoman Joe says, I sent you a friend request. All right, let's go on. Sonny D has been waiting patiently. We need to move on to his team. And let's see. Trey, go ahead.
Oh, he's already pulling on my heartstrings. Russell Wilson, Saquon Barkley, Breece Hall, Jamar Chase, Michael Thomas, Kyle Pitts, Juju Smith-Schuster, Damian Pierce, Justin Tucker, Buffalo Bills, Kadarius Toney, George Pickens, Julio Jones, Isaiah Pacheco, Wandale Robinson, and Marvin Jones. Sorry, I read it from his roster.
You threw me off there for a minute. I was like, wait a minute, I think he's naming the wrong team, but then I didn't want to stop you because then you might not be. That's all right, though. That's all right. I love Jamar. I mean, I got Jamar last year in the seventh round, dude, in the seventh round, and that was when he was dropping passes. I believed in him, and now this year everybody's looking for that Jamar Chase rookie that's just going to blow up and get for value. Me and Trey were talking about this earlier. I am not too high on Breece Hall. I know everybody is high on Breece Hall, but I know he's had numbers that have been equivalent to, you know, big backs in the NFL, but that was in college. How many players have we seen come up to college and just not have it? I'll tell you, I didn't see much in that preseason game that I liked. Kyle Pitts, he had a sneaky good year last year. I think he only got like one touchdown, but he hit over 1,000 yards slowly but surely. I had Kyle Pitts in my draft last year. I mean, he scared me a little bit, but, you know, he started working it towards the end when he started figuring things out. Now I think he might be one of the only ones over there to catch passes other than Drake London. But they're going to be busy dealing with them wide receivers now, so there's a good chance Kyle Pitts eats over there. Michael Thomas, is he hurt? I thought I heard Thomas got hurt or something.
Hamstring tweak, yeah. I think. Oh, but so nothing concerning besides that he's been hurt for 2 years.
Yeah, nothing concerning, though. Yeah, no. He got Julio. I love me some Julio, but that Buccaneers offense is going to be hard to feed anybody. The only one I think I could trust over there is maybe Evans. Just because you know that that's Brady's guy, and when worst comes to worst, he's going to hit him in the end zone. Bayou, what are you thinking about this team, buddy?
Yeah, it's a lot of boomer bust type of offense. He could have a great team, mm-hmm. and he could have no team, right? So, you know, we like the Russell Wilson, Jamar Chase. I like Michael Thomas as well, but in Kyle Pitts. Other than that, let's kind of look at what he's got. You know, if you talk about Saquon Barkley and Breece Hall, Saquon Barkley, he could be the number one overall fantasy producer this season, and he also could get hurt in week 2 and not play. Breece Hall, first 8 weeks of the season is awful for him. You know, he starts week 1 against the Ravens defense, who allowed probably the least rushing yards in the whole NFL last season. Michael Thomas, can he stay healthy? He looks really good. I like him. Juju, what are you going to get? Damian Pierce as his flex. I think he'll be great, but again, question marks. You got to look at that. Kadarius Toney and Wandale Robinson. I like that he grabbed both these guys, and whichever one pans out, he can kind of drop the other. George Pickens, I absolutely love Pickens. I love Pacheco, and I like Marvin Jones as well. He just got a lot of players on here that could do well and also could bust, and you could end up as last in your league. So he's got a little bit of both, but who knows what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Trey, what do you got?
Yeah, man, I love this team, but I agree with the boomer bust. I personally think that Saquon Barkley is going to boom. I think this is his year. But there's a lot of different things. Ja'Marr Chase, I love him. Michael Thomas is a question mark. But there's a lot of guys like George Pickens and Wandale Robinson. These two guys, getting them that late, these are the guys I'm looking for, and I didn't see them, and that's because this guy grabbed them up. I love these guys, especially – I want these guys, both these guys, on my bench this year without a doubt. So yeah, I like this team a lot. Go ahead and give us your thoughts on it, Bandy.
If you're not first, you're last. Big risk team. I like Saquon. I mean, you said that, you know, is he going to be great or is he going to get hurt in a week two? I mean, who can we not say that about, really? Especially nowadays, it feels like everybody's getting injured. I mean, a ton, but, I think I'm going to go ahead and grade this team. I'm going to go C plus. What do you think, Trey?
What do you think, Bayou?
Yeah.
Who would be? Who's it with me?
Bayou, yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually going to give him a B plus. He has a lot of boom or bust, but I think it's more boom in here than bust, in my opinion, in my ranking. So I go B plus.
I'm going to take a leap out here with B plus as well. So you're on your own with the C, Bandy. I like the B plus.
All right. Well, it is what it is. We all see things a little differently, and, you know, I ain't trying to brag, but I got a lot of first place trophies no, I'm just kidding. I plan to be wearing that ring in the Bandy Bowl. That's all I'm saying at the end. Let's go to Simtech. I think that's a dude from TSS Fantasy, the Fantasy Jesus over on TSS right there. Simtech. Let's go. I'm going to name his team off real quick. Justin Jefferson, DeAndre Swift, Tyreek Hill, David Montgomery, DK Metcalf, TJ Hockenson, Miles Sanders, Dak Prescott, Robert Woods, Brian Robinson, Chase Claypool, Noah Fant, Zamir White, KJ Hamler, Daniel Carlson, and the Los Angeles Chargers. Trey.
Yeah, man, I like this team a lot. I love Dak. I think he's a value right now going for QBs because I know they're going to make him run some more. DeAndre Swift, I think, is super good. David Montgomery, and getting DeAndre Swift in the second round at the 2-6, I think, is super solid too. I'm not seeing him go past the 2-1 normally, but I like that a lot. Justin Jefferson, this is the man. Tyreek Hill, I love him. Hockenson. I'm high on him, but I'm low on him. I don't really know how to feel about Hockenson this year. DK Metcalf, I think if anybody's going to eat, it's going to be him. Miles Sanders is risky, but you got to take risks. And being as your second flex, I don't think it's a horrible thing. Love Bobby Trees, love Brian Robinson. Chase Claypool is not my dude. Zamir White, like we were saying, you know, with Kenyon Drake out, has opportunity to really be something. And KJ Hamler's there, you know, with Tim Patrick hurt. And if either Courtland Sutton or Jerry Jeudy, who both have injury history, KJ Hamler could be something special too. So, yeah, I don't hate this team at all. What do you think, Bayou?
Yeah, I actually really like this team. He probably has the best wide receiver combo in this draft. I mean, you talk about Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill. As long as Tyreek Hill can put up close to what he was doing, I mean, this team is going to go ham sauce. I mean, you got Dak Prescott is going to be looking really good. I like Swift as well. And I mean, TJ Hockenson, I think he's going to do something this year. I think he's going to have a little bit more rapport with Goff and do well. Like you said, DK Metcalf, somebody's got to eat. They're not going to throw for 0 yards. I think Metcalf's going to get all of that. And I love his bench. You know, I like Robert Woods. I like Brian Robinson. I think he's going to be the starter. Chase Claypool, he's a big dude. He's going to catch some balls. Noah Fant, he actually did well with Drew Lock last season. So I think he's going to be just fine. Zamir White, again, I think he's going to take Josh Jacobs' job. And KJ Hamler, I actually really like KJ Hamler. Yeah, he's going to be the third wide receiver in this. Well, I don't know. He might play on the outside. And then I don't know if he's going to play the slot on the outside, but he's going to be really good for Russell Wilson. So I like this team.
Yeah, I like it too. Got Dak as his quarterback. Dak has his moments where he's great and has his moments where he does nothing, but he will produce for you. TJ Hockenson, I'm not super high on. I know Trey loves him some Hockenson. I mean, everybody's loving them some Hockenson. I just, you know, he has too much inconsistency for my taste. Who knows? He might be better this year, but that's just, you know, in the past how I feel about him. David Montgomery is looking good this year. The only problem is he's got Justin Fields. Is Fields going to be running the ball more than Montgomery? We don't know. DK with the quarterback stuff going on there, I don't really like it, but I do like this team. I like the way it's all put together and stuff. Trey, you go ahead and give me a grade.
Yeah, man. So if I were to grade this team, I'm going to go with a B-. Because I just feel like it's there and it's not there. And it has super high ceiling and a possible low floor to me. But I really like a lot about this team. I'll go B-.
Bayou.
Yeah, I was actually thinking B- as well. It would have probably been a B or a B+. But the David Montgomery, DK Metcalf, and Miles Sanders, those three, if they were just a little bit better picks, I think I would have been higher. But B- for sure.
All right. Yeah, I like the B-, guys. I like it a lot. Trey, you want to explain this? Ham sauce?
Yeah, Bayou Bingo threw that out there, and I really liked that term, so I had to go ahead and put it in the chat. Yeah. He's going to go ham sauce, baby.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I like it. I like it. All right, it's my team. Bayou, you do the honors of naming my team.
Yeah. We'll go down this off of your roster. We'll have Joe Burrow and Najee Harris and Leonard Fournette, DJ Moore, Allen Robinson, and Dawson Knox. We've got A.J. Dillon and Gabe Davis. You have Matt Gay and Tennessee Titans defense with Melvin Gordon, Russell Gage, Rashad White, Romeo Dubs, Khalil Herbert, and Daryl Williams.
What do you think, fellas?
Yeah, so I like this team a lot. Joe Burrow is the cool man. Najee and Leonard, I like those running back combo. I think Najee, I was really low on Najee for a while, but I mean, dude's gonna get touchdowns like a monster. DJ Moore, Allen Robinson, you know how much I hate Allen Robinson, and I've been slowly coming up on him because of it's so hard for me to want to, but it's hard to deny the facts. I've watched him in practice and stuff like that. He's got a really good connection with Matt Stafford. So I'm excited to see it. I'm not drafting him still, but I'd like to see him produce. Love AJ Dillon, Gabe Dave. Your bench is solid. Melvin Gordon, Russell Gage, Rashad White, whatever. That's your thing. Romeo Dobbs, I like him. Just as a toss out. Khalil Herbert, I love that. And then Daryl Williams, like I say, I think he's getting dropped, so I'd change that out. But like I say, it's your 14th pick, so it's really easy to do that. What do you think, Bayou?
Hey, don't go easy on me.
Yeah, I do like his team to a certain point, right? So Joe Burrow, right? He's LSU Tigers. I love Joe Burrow. But over half of his production last season came from week 11 and beyond. He had over 500-yard passing in one game, over 400-yard passing in another game, and he had a couple more games with 350 yards or so like that. And if you look before then, he only had a couple 300-yard games. He was not a top 12 quarterback for most of the first half of the season, and the end of half kind of helped him. So does he turn it around? Does the super get to Super Bowl help his confidence? Does he produce more? We don't know. But I do like Joe Burrow. I like Harris. I like Fournette as well. My biggest gripe of this would be Dawson Knox as well. He was very high, huge touchdowns last season. That's where he had most of his production. But now we have Gabe Davis coming onto the scene. Whew, are they going to be able to throw them the ball a lot? There's a lot of mouths to feed in Buffalo. That's the only thing that worries me with Knox. But it looks like you do have Gabe Davis as well, so you kind of killed two birds with one stone. I like Dillon. I like Gordon, Gage, White. You like everybody up and down your roster. It's just, Knox just rubs me the wrong way. So
DJ Moore, amazing to get halfway past the fourth round. Whew. Thank you. Yeah, Sonny D. Thank you, buddy. I had to snipe that one off from your boy Bayou over there. But made it happen. All right, guys, give me a grade. Don't go back.
So I would say B+, but I don't want to boost your noggin any more than it already is. So I'm going to go B.
That's exactly where I was going. I was going to go a B. It's right there. I don't love it and I don't hate it. I think it's a better than average of what I've seen in the league right now. I think your team will definitely be a top four team in the league if this was a real league. So.
Apparently, B stands for better than average, guys. I love it. I love it. All right. What the fayuk? You're up, buddy. I'm going to go ahead and read it off. Austin Eckler, Javonte Williams, A.J. Brown, Mike Williams, Darren Waller, Darnell Mooney, Brandon Ayuk, Rashad Penny, Christian Kirk, Trey Lance, Kenneth Gainwell, Kirk Cousins, Michael Gallup, Irv Smith, Nico Collins, and Brandon McManus.
This team screams risk to me. I love this team, but it screams risk in every position. Mm-hmm. Austin Eckler, you know, with his touchdowns, will they go down because of how crazy of a year he had last year? Javonte Williams, what's that look like with Melvin Gordon? Is he worth the second round pick? A.J. Brown, who I think is a bust but has the potential to be crazy. Mike Williams, who was awesome in the beginning of the year last year and then disappeared. Mm-hmm. Darren Waller, there's so many mouths to feed over there, and up here he's the last one to the table. Darnell Mooney, you know, like, what's that going to look like with Justin Fields and that offense? You know, they're undefeated in the preseason, I think, which is crazy, but I just don't know how that's going to look. Brandon Ayuk, I hear it's a good pick this year. I'm not big on Brandon Ayuk, but I hear good things coming out of preseason. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of risk to me. I don't feel like there's anything that's going to keep this team stable. So you could have weeks where you're blowing them out of the water, and you could have weeks where you don't put up nothing. What do you think, Bayou?
You look up and down his roster, and every single player, not one player, does not have a question mark. This is the riskiest team you will ever see. What does Trey Lance do something in sophomore season? Will Austin Eckler, we'll see regression. There's no way he's going to keep producing at the level he was producing. Javonte Williams has Melvin Gordon. A.J. Brown has a quarterback who can't throw 10 yards. Mike Williams, touchdown monster. He's going to have some regression as well. Darren Waller now got Davante Adams coming over there. What can he produce? Darnell Mooney has Fields at quarterback. Is that going to work out? Ayuk, who knows if he says something wrong, is going to be back at the doghouse again. And, you know, so Rashad Penny, I think he's going to do amazing, but you can't deny the facts. There's an injury history there. So who knows? Another question mark. Christian Kirk was completely overpaid by Jacksonville. And you've got other receivers on the lineup like Marvin Jones Jr. and LaVisca Chenault, things like that. Will he be the true number one guy? Who knows? Kenneth Gainwell is a backup running back for a team that likes to run the ball with the quarterback. He had over 800 yards rushing last year and hurt, so there's not a lot there for Gainwell. Kirk Cousins, I really like him. Mike Gallup, probably not going to start the season. Irv Smith, hurt right now. He may not start the season. And Nico Collins, well, he plays for the Texans, so that's what I think.
I got two words to describe this team. Ham sauce. I like the team. You guys don't like it. I love the risk. You got to risk it to get that biscuit, baby. And
you're right.
And I like biscuits. I don't like Mike Williams. I like AJ Brown. I like Eckler. I like Javonte. Even though Melvin's going to take some of his work, even Melvin knows Javonte is going to eat. You know what I mean? Darnell Mooney, I think with Fields is going to be the guy. Brandon Ayuk with the Trey Lance stack. We saw Trey Lance bombing him for 73 yards. I don't love Trey Lance, but I love Ayuk, and I think they're going to figure it out. Christian Kirk got that money on the Jaguars. So, I mean, he's got to be the number one. He's got to produce for him, and it's going to happen. I like this team more than you guys, I think. I think Darren Waller is going to come back in full-fledged. He's going to feel that energy of the team. Davante, Derek throwing it up. I think they're going to be a whole different Raiders team this year. I don't hate this team. I like it. I'm going to go B-.
Yeah, so I think this team could either be, at the end of the year, could be an A-plus team or an F team. So I'm going to meet in the middle, and I'm going to go C.
Yeah, I went C plus as well. Yeah, I like risk, but not this much risk.
I like it. I love it. Bayou, it is your turn. Trey, do you want to name his team off, buddy?
I will. I'm going to read it from the roster. So we got Jalen Hurts, Derrick Henry, Zeke Elliott, Cortland Sutton, Jalen Waddle, Cole Kmet, Travis Etienne, Drake London, Will Lutz, New Orleans Saints, Devonta Smith, James Cook, Jarvis Landry, Devonta Parker, Jameson Williams, and Tua Tagovailoa.
You had to sneak the Saints in there, didn't you, buddy?
I had to, bro.
Oh, he grabbed the kicker in the defense just because he don't care about those positions.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I'll give my team. I'll show them some love. I like your team. I love Derrick Henry. People are sleeping on Henry, I think, which is insane to even say. But they're thinking he's getting older. He's not going to do it. I think he's going to do it. Zeke, I mean, he's got to – if he wants to remain a Cowboy, which I highly doubt, I think Zeke is going to have to eat. Cortland Sutton, I love. I think Cortland's going to eat. Jalen Waddle, him and Tua, while Tyreek is getting all that double coverage, I think Waddle is going to, you know, make up for it. I don't like ETN as much as everybody else. He's looking more like James Robinson's going to be the guy there. Devontae Smith, Jalen Hurts stack. I like that a lot. Trey has been sleeping on the Eagles up until recently, but I like the Eagles to win the division even, and I think that they're going to get a lot better this year. And I think Devontae is definitely going to get a lot of work over there. Trey, what do you think?
I love this team, man. And it's so funny because a lot of these guys are guys that I hated coming into this season. But as the year has progressed, you know, you got to be able to be flexible on your thoughts. And Jalen Hurts, I think, is going to be a monster. Derrick Henry, which has always been one of my dudes. I love Derrick Henry. Zeke, I've been so high on Zeke. The more he drops in drafts, the more I love him. I've gotten him as my third running back in drafts, and that is just freaking value. I love Cortland Sutton. Jalen Waddle is my dude. He helped my team get to the championship last year. Cole Kmet is great value at tight end right now. I think if you're going to push on tight end, that's the guy to grab. ETN, I think, has the opportunity to be great. Drake London, I think people are sleeping on him because he got hurt in the preseason. I think he's going to be a monster as soon as he feels a little better. Devonta Smith stack, I think Devonta Smith is going to have a better year than A.J. Brown. I've already said that. James Cook is a great rookie running back to take a shot on. Jarvis Landry has, ooh, I've said things about him before.
In the 11th.
Mm-hmm. Devonta Parker, who I agree with you, I think is going to be better than Jacoby, but, you know, Jacoby was there and I had to make a play for him. Mm-hmm. Jameson Williams, I love this pick. Like, I don't like drafting guys that don't play, but I think if I were to pick one, this would be the guy because I watched him in college and I think he was a freaking monster. Yeah. And I think they got a steal for him in the draft. And then I love Tua as a backup there. So, yeah, I love this team a lot. I'm going to go ahead and throw out a grade of a B-plus on this one.
Mm-hmm. I like the B-plus, too. A lot of good players here. Bayou, anything you'd like to say about your team?
Yeah, whoever drafted this, I mean, dude, he's good. He's good. I love my team. There's obviously some things that I wanted that might be a little different here. I really wish it was so close for DJ Moore to come to me. I felt his presence and his warmth next to me, and you took him from me. So it really upset me there, but I mean, I would actually give this team an A++. Whoever's there, like, he's solid. So that's
my guess. Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Let's move on. We got only a couple more left, fellas. Let's get it rolling. We got Big Toe, formerly known as Austin Heckler. I think it's a secret. He doesn't want anybody to know, but keep it on the down low. I'm going to go ahead and name his team off from the roster. Tom Brady, Christian McCaffrey, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Mike Evans, Jerry Jeudy, Travis Kelce, Adam Thielen, DeAndre Hopkins, Young Hoku, Chris Olave Garden, Michael Carter, Daryl Henderson, Alec Pierce, Raheem Mostert, DJ Chark, and Isaiah McKenzie. You know I love my boy Tommy B. Got the Mike Evans stack. I said earlier, I think Mike Evans is going to be at least the one guy in Tampa that you'll definitely be able to count on to get volume. Christian McCaffrey, I've said it a million times and I'm gonna say it one more, comeback player of the year, or at least in the conversation. Christian McCaffrey, he's gonna show him how it's done this year. Travis Kelce, enough said on that one. Thielen, I like Thielen a lot. I believe Thielen got what, the same amount of touchdowns as Justin Jefferson last year. He hit 10. They both had 10, which is crazy. People are sleeping on Thielen. I think Hopkins will be a good stash. I like Chris Olave a lot. I think Olave is going to be great over there. Bayou, what do you think?
Yeah, I really like this team. When you're looking at a lot of mock drafts, I haven't really seen Travis Kelce go this late in the second round before. Mm-hmm. I think if you draft him early on in the second round, you're going to have a rough rough time as building a good roster. But mm-hmm. see, he got him at third pick from the last in the second round, which allowed him to grab a Mike Evans with his next pick. So I think this is one of the best rosters I've seen with a Travis Kelce. I do like all of his picks. Christian McCaffrey, I think he'll stay healthy this year. I don't think he's injury prone. It was kind of fluke injuries is what he went to. Tom Brady's going to be great with that combination of Mike Evans and all those touchdowns. Jerry Jeudy could be amazing. Could be the Tyler Lockett of the offense. we don't have to talk about Travis Kelce. I mean, come on, really?
Yeah.
Adam Thielen. Bro, I'm telling you, these Vikings players on this offense, all the way up to even KJ Osborne, is going to be great. DeAndre Hopkins, he's going to be able to put him on the bench. And somebody like Chris Olave, Alec Pierce, and DJ Chark, I like those three players to slot in. And after starting week 7, you got DeAndre Hopkins coming in there. I mean, that's solid. That's really solid. But yeah, I like Chris Olave. He's looking really good in camp. I've watched quite a bit of his tape. He's very smooth. He's going to be great. Michael Carter, he's still going to be involved in the passing offense. But yeah, overall, I actually like this team.
My only concern with this team, and this is just like a nitpick, honestly, is having Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Travis Kelce. I don't really want both of them on the same team for me. Of course, I want Travis Kelce, but just having both of them kind of scares me a little bit because I just don't know how much work each of them are get to start both of them. But I love the Brady Evans stack. I love Christian McCaffrey. Even though it's risky, it's a great pick at the third spot. Getting him at the 3, I think, is super, super good because he's going at the 1 in a lot of places now. People are starting to move him above Jonathan Taylor, which personally I don't agree with, but I definitely like him at the 2. But I will say I love Olive Garden, Chris Olave, Michael Carter, Daryl Henderson. I've already said that I think Cam Akers is going to lose his job to Daryl Henderson. Even though they're saying they're going to split work there, I think Daryl's going to end up getting more of the work and get him in the 11th round. Is great value. Yeah, it's not my favorite team, but I do like this team a lot. And Adam Thielen, I think, is probably moving. I'm probably going to buy his jersey. Like, that's how much of, I'm loving him right now. Like, I don't know why. I just love Adam Thielen so much. And he's almost out. You know what I mean? He's getting old. He's getting up there. But dude is still putting up monster points. And, yeah, so what would you give this team, Andy?
Let me think here. We got that. I like this team, man. I like it a lot. I'm going to go with a B- on this team.
What do you think, Bayou?
Man, you guys are sniping my B-. That's exactly where I was going to go. I like his team. I think, like I said, when you can grab Travis Kelce at the end of the second round, to me, that's a steal, you know. But, you know, I would have probably taken Mark Andrews over Kelce. But that's just me. I think Mark Andrews is my number one overall. But I love the team. It's great.
Oh, I know, yeah, Trey loves to hear that.
I don't like to go with the crowd, so I'm going to go B. Instead of B-, give it a little bump there. But Bandy, do you want to go ahead and skip team 2 since it slotted? It wasn't even a real person.
Yeah.
And just jump to the final grade.
Yeah. It is getting a little late. So we're going to go ahead and get Trey's team. I'll name it off. He's got Josh Allen, Jonathan Taylor, Elijah Mitchell, Deebo Samuel, Deontay Johnson, Dalton Schultz, Elijah Moore, Ramondre Stevenson, Evan McPherson, New England Patriots defense, Alan Lazard, Tyler Algier, Sky Moore, Jamal Williams, Jacoby Myers, and David Njoku. Ooh, I see you slid in and grabbed that Njoku, huh?
Yes, sir. Jacoby Brissett's tight end safe house.
Yeah, I mean, he's going undrafted in most places, but I think he's going to be a sneaky good tight end this season. I mean, obviously, you hit a home run with the Josh Allen and Jonathan Taylor, a Deebo on your team. I mean, I like Dalton Schultz a lot. Elijah Mitchell, if he's the guy, which looking like he's going to be the guy, even though I've been hearing good things about Trey Sermon, I heard the same things last year, and it ended up being Elijah Mitchell. Deontay Johnson, I'm super high on. Elijah Moore, I really like Elijah Moore. If he wouldn't have got hurt and then COVID last year, I think he would have definitely hit 1,000 yards, even on a Jets offense, which is a little rough. Ramondre Stevenson, I think he's going to take that lead back work and be an amazing value pick in the 8th round. Alan Lazard's going to get that work with Aaron Rodgers. According to Aaron Rodgers, I think Dobbs is going to come in and get some of that work too and possibly take over. Just saying, I think Dobbs is the real deal. I love Tyler Allgeier. I've heard he's a pure running back. I've heard Derrick Henry comparisons about this guy. I really like Tyler Allgeier, and Sky Moore is looking good. Jamal Williams, that boy's got heart, bro. I don't want to bring it up.
Hard knocks, baby.
Hard knocks, baby. Exactly. Boy, that boy got heart. I don't want to ruin it for you fellas, but woo, that boy's got heart. I like your team a lot, Trey. You did a great job at the one spot. I will say that, and that's a hard spot for me to draft from. Bayou, what do you think?
Yeah, I do not like drafting from the one spot, but when I saw you draft Allen in the second round, I was scared.
Yeah.
But for somebody to grab Josh Allen, the number one quarterback for me, and Jonathan Taylor, the number one running back for me. So, well, I'd say actually he's the number two running back for me because I actually have Derrick Henry as my number one. But to grab Josh Allen and Jonathan Taylor and still end up with somebody like Deontay Johnson, Deebo Samuel, Dalton Schultz, you got players down here. You got Alan Lazard in the ninth round who could be the number one option, 6'5" wide receiver for Aaron Rodgers. That's a huge, huge steal for me. Tyler Allgeier, I love this guy. When he ran in BYU, he's a stud. Sky Moore, who knows? You know, he's working his way up the depth chart. Could be good. Love the David Njoku pick. Ramondre Stevenson, I think he's going to end up being the starter. The only thing I have with Elijah Mitchell is he's hurt a lot, and everybody in the San Francisco backfield gets hurt a lot. So it scares me a little bit. But in the situation that you were put in, I think he's a good pick. Deebo Samuel, I think he's going to do well in this offense as well. So I actually really like this team for somebody who's picking out of the one spot. I cannot stand picking out of the one spot.
Me neither. Me neither. Bayou, since we keep stealing your letter grades, I'm going to let you go first, buddy.
I actually, because, I mean, I'm, man, can I go B++? Because I don't want to quite give it an A.
You can just go A.
You know, it's just to the
A point is fine.
I really like this team because of the Taylor and the Allen. It can overshadow so many of the things. You know, if you have a little blip in your team, they score so many more points than other people that it can really take over. So I want to give this team a B++. It's just it's really good up and down, man. You did a great job from the one spot.
Appreciate it.
I don't give many of these out, Trey, but I think you did a really good job here, especially for the one, like he said, grabbing that Allen. And then making it work so well, I'm going to give you an A. Minus.
Okay.
Just because I don't want your head to get too big. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I got you.
Good job, though, buddy. Really good job. You put that together very well, very well. That's it, guys. We did it.
It's a wrap.
Almost 2 hours, but we did it, baby. That's what happens when you have them timers up to a minute. We'll have to remember that for next time. But listen, guys, one more time, I got to tell you, hit that like button. If you're still with us, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, send us a friend request on Sleeper if you want to get in on this draft. Speaking of which, Kevin Swag, can I get in the next mock draft? Absolutely, you can. Go on the Sleeper app. Friend request Bandy, Fourth, and Flex, and I will definitely invite you to the next one, buddy. I appreciate you sticking around and watching over on Twitch. If you slide over to YouTube, hit that like. I really much appreciate it. Subscribe to the channel. Bayou, do you want to tell them where to find you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm a streamer on Twitch as well as I produce videos on YouTube. You can find me at the same name, BayouBengal25. I'd love to see you guys come out there. We're producing all types of content for you guys, fantasy football as well. And I would appreciate you guys for letting me be on the show and to be in here and having a lot of fun. So I appreciate it and hope to see you guys real soon.
Absolutely, buddy. You can come on anytime, man. Great guest, great dude, great work. Dude knows his stuff. Go over there and check out Bayou Bengal. And guys, don't forget, check out Manscaped, all that good stuff. We're going to get out of here. It's getting late. Thanks for sticking around. We'll see you guys later.
Woo pig suey, baby.
Oh, no, he didn't.
You've been listening to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram @fourthandflex. and on Twitter at Fourth and Flex Pod. See you next time on the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.